WTAW News Time is 8:05. It's 66 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Tradition Oil and Lube, your full-service oil and lube shop on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Rally Car Wash, or at East William J. Bryan next to the main post office. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. An elderly couple's visit to College Station from San Angelo included a scare yesterday afternoon. Lieutenant Chuck Flieger says an 84-year-old woman last seen at Denny's restaurant was found 5 hours later, safe and sound.
Shortly after 5 o'clock, while doing a door-to-door check of the La Quinta Motel, she was found to be inside of an unoccupied hotel room. She had managed to make it to that location and make her way into that room, which is where she was found unharmed.
The woman had been missing for about 3.5 hours when authorities were contacted. Multiple agencies were involved in what was a search that lasted just over 1 hour. For several years, Texas A&M officials have attempted to get the state legislature to allow the university to issue tuition revenue bonds to finance construction projects. Representative John Rainey of Bryan says TRBs were discussed this week.
Typically, universities get one project. When we put the medical school back under A&M, that kind of said, well, we just get one.
Uh-huh.
So we're trying to work right now, and I think we'll be successful in getting a tuition revenue bond also for the medical school.
Rainey says tuition revenue bonds, which have not been approved since 2007, are repaid with state funding instead of future tuition. Money is just one of the issues tying up congressional efforts to reform how Medicare reimburses doctors. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan says the current proposal is a good solution for a really bad law that should not have been passed 20 years ago.
For instance, when I put my voting card in, what on this particular issue, what does Medicare look like for my granddaughter who's currently 4 years old? And between now and then, if this passes, we will have saved hundreds of billions of dollars and made Medicare more solvent. And so that's really what it comes down to me.
Meantime, some Democratic senators are expressing concern that the House agreement would turn executive orders restricting abortions at community health centers into laws. More highway rebuilding is coming to the Twin Cities. TxDOT has announced after the Texas A&M football season, changes are coming to Highway 21 between Highway 47 and the railroad bridge west of Bryan. The million-dollar project designed to increase safety is the subject of an open house on April 8th at Jane Long Middle School. Meantime, recent rains have resulted in a two-week delay in the rebuilding of freeway on- and off-ramps at the northbound William Joel Bryan Parkway and Boonville Road exit in Bryan, with more delays possible due to the forecast of more storms in the near future. Preparations continue for the Twin Cities to be the first Suddenlink market to receive gigabit internet service.
As yet, we have no specific dates, but all I can tell you right now is we certainly will be communicating with customers as soon as we have more on that. A lot of work going on behind the scenes at the moment.
Suddenlink spokesman Gene Reagan says their Operation Gigaspeed is part of this year's plans to spend $170 million throughout Texas, where they have more than 500,000 residential and nearly 37,000 business centers. WTAW News Time is 8:08. It's 66 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Tradition Oil and Lube. Your new more news at 8:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, NewsHawk 1620 WTAW.
Maintaining your vehicle is not only important, but required. Hi, I'm Gabriel Garcia from Tradition Oil and Lube, and I want to remind you that starting March 1st, your registration will serve as a combined proof of inspection and registration, but you will still need to have your vehicle inspected. You could do that at our Tradition Oil and Lube on Villa Maria at 2818, next to Rally Car Wash, or visit our other location at East William Joe Bryant Parkway, next to the main post office. Like us on Facebook for weekly promotions.
If you work for a living and think you're the best at your chosen profession, here's your chance to prove it. Nominations are now open for the 15th year of Best of the Brazos Valley. We're currently accepting nominations in over 120 categories for the best in food, services, and places in the Brazos Valley. To nominate your business or your favorite business, go to bestofthebrazos.com. Don't miss your chance to be listed on the ballot. Go to bestofthebrazos.com.
This is Jeff Mirsky with W.E. Gibson Insurance. If someone depends on you financially, chances are you need life insurance. Life insurance provides cash to your family to help meet many important financial needs like funeral expenses, mortgage payments, and college tuition. A top myth about life insurance is that it's not affordable. Give me a call today at 694-1555 and let me show you how affordable a life insurance plan through W.E. Gibson Insurance can be.
Aggieland Carpet One presents the Don't Do It Yourself Flooring Sale.
Have you been thinking about replacing your old floors yourself? Why?
When you can get expert advice on the right product and professional installation at affordable prices from the pros at Aggieland Carpet One. During our Don't Do It Yourself Flooring Sale, you can save up to 50% on selected stain-resistant carpet from Lee's and save up to $500 in instant rebates on selected hardwood, laminate, tile, and vinyl. Plus, you'll get Aggieland Carpet One's Healthier Living Installation, the first truly antimicrobial flooring installation process. Come on in during our Don't Do It Yourself Flooring Sale and find out how easy it is to get the floor of your dreams.
Whatever your flooring needs, Aggieland Carpet One Floor and Home has you covered. Hurry in today. Our Don't Do It Yourself sale ends soon. Come see us today at Aggieland Carpet One next to Harley Davidson on Highway 6.
Finance subject to credit approval. See store for details.
8:11, our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
Considerable cloudiness today. Maybe a shower or a thunderstorm rolling across the area as the day goes on. There's already a lot of activity in the northern part of the state. Even some showers in the central part of the state this morning. High 75 to 80. Clouds night. The risk of a shower or a storm 60 to 65. Chance of a shower or thunderstorm during the day tomorrow doesn't mean it rains all day. Highs near 70. And there's even the chance of a few showers into Sunday. Highs near 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
8:12, we usually visit with Kyle Cassell this morning. We weren't able to do that, and so we'll talk with Representative Cassell next Friday, as we always do. Let's turn our attention to the City of College Station. Mike News here this morning. How are you today?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Wonderful. So you're the spring break fill-in guy? Is that the way that works?
I am. Whenever there's fog outside, I drive right through it. That's my job.
What's the 3 days in a row? I'm just, you know, it's very, very strange. But that's,
I don't know.
All right. Well, anyway, we got some pretty good spring break weather, and that was nice. You brought a guest with you.
I did. I've got Councilmember Blanche Brick with me. She's got some updates to share.
There you go. Hi, Blanche. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you.
Great. Thanks for coming in this morning. Among the things that you do, and I know is really a cause that you want to champion, is transportation in the area. Of course, we've got our bond issue committee coming up, and we'll talk about that in a few minutes. But let's talk about where you are as far as the committee is concerned. Brazos Transit's going to be making a presentation, I think, to council. Let's talk about them, but let's then also talk about the other things that your committee oversees.
Okay, well, we have had a presentation from Brazos Transit and from Peter Lang from A&M, Department of Transportation. And you're right, they will be making another one to the overall council. But this past week at the Transportation Committee, we actually had an update report from Brad McCaleb, who is the head of the MPO. And I think we're very fortunate to have such a group that works to coordinate. Metropolitan Planning Organization.
Okay.
And among other things, they have been asked to oversee the Brazos Transit District's, I think it's called the Demographic Operation Study. I have to keep that in mind. But in this, they will be overseeing that this work gets done, and there will be an evaluation on the funding impacts and the options we have there. They will do rider surveys, which is a big help, but of course you can't survey those who aren't riding and might. They will do a route analysis and see where there is room for improvement, and they've already begun making some of those improvements. And they will offer recommendations about updated routes, the stops and the shelter locations, extended hours, and improving the frequency of service. And they made this report already to the Intergovernmental Council last Monday and gave us an update. And I have been a strong advocate for all of these things, and I'm very happy that they're looking at designated stops and shelter locations, though I must say I hope they consider some alternative shelters from the one we saw, which seemed to me it was an umbrella type shelter that seemed to provide the least coverage from rain and wind at the highest price.
Now, you're telling me that this is like an umbrella, not a permanent structure?
No. It's a permanent structure in an umbrella shape.
Okay, I see.
But it from driving wind or rain, there is nothing to break that.
Okay.
As many of the shelters that you see around town do have at least three sides covered.
Sure. A more traditional shelter we've seen in other cities as well.
So I'm hoping they will look at that as part of that study.
Now, one of the things, I guess, and the deal is this hasn't happened overnight. Now, the cities have grown dramatically. What this bus system needs to do is different than it maybe was even 5 years ago. But, I mean, Brazos Transit has been here for a while. My thought is, my perception was that it simply operated almost autonomously because there's a tremendous amount of federal money that goes to develop this, and I didn't necessarily see that they were responsive to the local governmental entities. Do you feel like that's changed?
I feel like we are getting a better working relationship with them. They are working also. I have to give Peter Lang at A&M, the director of the Department of Transportation, there a great deal of credit because he is working with Brazos Transit. They work together and on grants, and that are to the advantage of both institutions. But this is something that hasn't happened in the past. And I think that is propelling some of the changes. And he's also worked very closely with the Bryan and College Station transportation staff members. So I think in that coordinating role, or working together, and also Brad McCaleb from the MPO, I think they're producing something that we haven't seen before, which is the kind of response to the questions I've been asking since I went on council, which was just simply, can't we make simple improvements like bus stops, designated times, those kinds of things?
You know, a former head of the Chamber of Commerce, and this goes back 30 years, said on my show, transportation changes will inconvenience some people, but you have to do that because if not, we would still have rutted Conestoga wagon trails out there. So what do you do to respond to those? Because, again, and I think John McBeth said that in his presentation to Bryan Council, you make a minuscule change in the schedule, and people are going to get upset about mm-hmm. that. But there has to be maybe some public displeasure as you become a more efficient transportation system.
Well, I honestly think there's going to be more public pleasure than displeasure because it will be an attempt to offer more rather than less of what we have been seeing available. And at the rate we're growing and the workforce that we have in need of transportation, we really need to look at this alternative and strongly support it. Because building more roads is an expensive alternative, and we don't have that much land to expand some of the roads we already have. Texas Avenue is pretty much bound in.
We're built out, aren't they? Yeah, when it comes to that. Blanche Brick joining us this morning. Well, let's transition then into the third and final committee that's going to be meeting before the bond package is put together. That's going to be transportation. It's going to be Monday, and an opportunity for people to go and speak, but also listen.
Yes, Teddy Ellison is the chair of that committee for the bond committee overall. They've broken into transportation, facilities, and parks. And she's done a wonderful job of trying to bring that committee along. And there's some wonderful members on it who have a great deal of wealth of information in transportation. And I've sat in on a couple of the meetings, and I think they have certainly approached it in the right way. They're, of course, looking at specific just to College Station, whereas we've tried to look through the MPO and others at the entire area, which has to be coordinated, too. But they're looking specifically there. And we had a joint meeting last week also with at the council meeting with the Planning and Zoning, and they laid out their plan of work. And part of their plan of work involved a good deal of work on transportation issues as we look at new zoning areas, new residential areas coming in. And just, you know, we updated the comprehensive plan last year, so now they're following through with that. And another part of it is looking at the thoroughfare plan that we have. And I know that's another thing on the agenda of the MPO, is trying to look at a thoroughfare plan that will provide some relief to Texas and even the bypass.
Sure. Now, since you are chairman of that committee, Obviously, there is has always been an ongoing discussion. Again, the bond issue is something separate for funding for transportation, but there's always been an ongoing discussion about should there be a transportation impact fee. And at least as one member of council and chairman of the committee, I'd like to get your thoughts there.
Well, one way or the other, there is a transportation impact fee. You either pay the fee by sitting longer and being more frustrated in traffic, or you look at ways that growth can pay for itself and help in the development of this greater traffic issue. Of course, the citizens turned down a specific impact fee, and I don't think there's any will right now. I haven't heard discussion about bringing that kind of thing back up, but in some way, we have to look at how to deal with the phenomenal growth we're experiencing and how we make it a fair and equitable sort of spending that will produce the kind of roads and upgrading in our infrastructure that has to take place.
Sure. And then before we move on away from transportation, final thing is one member of council, your thoughts, because Take It to the Grid is going to have to move away from Post Oak Mall. It appears that you may have an alternative location, but still, tell me any concerns or thoughts that you have about moving that whole project.
Well, it's not us to do it, of course. It's A&M.
Right.
But they have asked for use of Veterans Park for parking. And I was concerned from the beginning about the impact it would have on the soccer, the local students' soccer program.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the city and the Soccer Association have worked out a fairly good plan to let that be a sort of a, they'll still have some use of it on Saturdays, and I'm pleased with that.
Right.
But, yes, they're still going to be short, I think, something like 700 parking spaces,
wow,
even if they move there. So, as I said from the very beginning, when they started to enlarge Kyle Field, are they going to provide helicopters to drop people in? Because it's very hard to widen Bush or Welburn or all of those things.
And for townies, this kind of is an undercurrent. It's something that may not impact you. If you don't go to the football games, then it doesn't. I mean, I rode that bus shuttle one time last year just so I could see what it was like. And to change that system that they had in place is going to, I think, in many ways impact people's travel, whether they're going to the game or not on those Saturdays, and we're going to have to be aware of that.
Well, now they'll still have the shuttle system.
Sure, right.
And they also have one from downtown Bryan parking garage. And they may look at alternative places around town that they could overflow into. But I think also people will understand they have to make adjustments, and everyone cannot come in their own car, maybe.
No.
And that you will see people begin to adjust, I think, as the space allows.
Right. I think that's probably true. Well, let's move on away from transportation and mobility, and let's talk a little bit about, I don't think we've had you in necessarily since we talked about the cramped conditions at City Hall. What do you think are some opportunities that you might have there?
Well, of course, that is also being considered by the Facilities Committee as part of the bond issue. And it's been talked about certainly by staff and by City Council for some time. We do need to, I definitely support the idea that we need a more workable City Hall. We've outgrown the one we have, and the facility itself would take an enormous amount of money to bring it up to speed, and it would still be inadequate. So obviously we've got to look at other options. And what I have tried to argue for all the way through, of course, there's the location, that's part of it. But in addition to that, I want the building that we build to be a real City Hall. I want it to have a statement of the character and the purposes of city government, because the local level is where most people interact with government. And I want it to reflect the importance we put on the democratic process. Because this is where we come together and we decide what kind of neighborhood we want to live in. We make decisions that will then be passed on to our children and our grandchildren. And I think the building itself has to have a statement of the character and the responsibilities that are involved at the local level in our governmental duties and in being a participant in the democratic process.
Okay, but I'm a taxpayer. Okay, I don't.
I am too.
Okay, I understand now, and obviously I cannot argue with you when it comes to yes, it is very important because that is the entry level for so many people when they're dealing with government. But I don't want to see a Fire Station 6 ever built again in College Station.
Amen.
Okay.
I don't mind it being large, but I'd like them to decide which material to use going in. But at any rate, I do think that the city has never really, the center of the city has always been A&M.
Mm-hmm.
And so the City Hall has certainly functioned as well as it can there where it's located and its present arrangement. But we have got to, I want us to look at something. We don't have to, but I want us to look at something that will say this is the pride we have in this city. This is the College Station City Hall. And this is where we attempt to do the best we can to make local government work for everyone.
Should we move the City Hall into the campus environment, move it out to another part of the city? What's
well,
your thought
I
there?
Well, I think that's going to have to be discussed. Everybody's got their views
well,
on that.
Well, okay, you've got a view. What I mean?
Well, I think it needs to be, you have to consider cost involved. You're a taxpayer, as you told me. So you have to consider land that we already own and look at those alternatives. You have to consider growth to the south. You have to consider the fact that the city has always believed A&M to be the center of the city, no matter where the geographical growth has gone. So all of those things, I think, are being considered as we look at the right location. But it's more than one factor.
Yeah. Well, I don't, again, if you have more city services, if people need to come to City Hall for something other than city council meetings, then I could see where moving it off of Texas Avenue really would not be that bad an idea. It's not easy to get to. It's not easy to find a place to park. You move it out near Central Park or some area like that or where the police complex is. I could see that would make sense. But I hear what you're saying there. I'm glad to hear that you're looking at all sorts of alternatives
there.
Well, also,
you know, the police building certainly needs to be enlarged, mm-hmm. or we need another police building.
Sure.
That's another issue being looked at by the Facilities Committee.
Right.
Now, the other thing is the community center. The community center is actually on the agenda for the Parks Committee to consider.
Mm-hmm.
But I have been a strong advocate that a city like College Station needs a good community center. And not that the agreement that we have with A&M for the, you know, use of the facilities under the hot tax money agreement. I think that's wonderful for bringing people in from outside, but for our community citizens, we need a place that is theirs and that they can hold different kinds of events that bring the community together.
Has the city done anything in the interim to try to be in touch with, I'll pick on churches to say that would be a location where they have facilities that are not used during the time, right, to, in this interim, transition a little bit?
Well, they have been using Aldersgate for the Exploring History
mm-hmm.
lunch, and that's worked out pretty well. And they've used churches at other times for special meetings or schools, but the schools are a little bit more problematic because of their own meetings during the time we might need it. And most of the schools really don't have good-sized auditoriums either. The high school that they've just built has an auditorium, but it's not extremely large like they used to build more.
Well, and again, parking and access and things
and
like that make that difficult.
All of that has to be part of where they consider putting a community center. And, I mean, I know everybody is not sold that we need one. I am, and I'm going to advocate for it.
Now, can you tell me why it came under parks as opposed to under facilities?
Well, I think there was some desire to look at possibly joining it. I know Councilmember Mooney has looked at using YMCA or where they have operated in conjunction. And for that reason, it was maybe thought, I think this is the reason, it could be considered as an extension of a park facility.
Certainly. And finally, we haven't, the mayor was the first one who was able to comment earlier this week, but it looks like things are moving forward now at the old Texas World Speedway site, as they've finally given a date when they're going to stop racing, and it sounds like they're going to start moving dirt out there. I'd like to get your thoughts about
right.
that.
Well, the council just signed an agreement that would officially recognize our relationship with that development. And the owner of that development, Mr. Mather, talked to the council last week. And I think there was a pretty good feeling that we've reached an adequate agreement to protect the interest of the city and allow him to do the kind of development he's looking at. And in a way, this is good because this is a matter of growth paying for itself. And then they've been told at some point they will be annexed because the movement to the south is where the city's going. So everybody knows what's happening. Everybody's aware of it. It's not going to come in and hit someone who bought in, and then they may not know, but they certainly have had the opportunity.
It's, you know, you're exactly right. They may not have been paying attention, but it's been out there for people to see. Anything else on your radar screen this morning?
Well, I don't know that I did want to at least say that I hope the citizens of this community are remembering the family, the Mr. Kevin Garcia and his family. I understand they were taking him off of life support. This was a tragic incident that happened in a very busy part of our city, actually. And here is a man who's just trying to do his work and earn an honest living. And that's what we try to provide a safe environment for in this city. But we do owe our police a great vote of thanks because they followed up very quickly and were able to apprehend the suspect.
Mm-hmm.
So to that extent, that's a good outcome, but it's a very tragic and sad thing that it could happen in our city.
Absolutely. Thanks for the time this morning.
Thank you.
That's Blanche Brick from the College Station City Council. Anything else you got for us, Mike?
I do. I just want to make sure your listeners know that any and all updates to the 2015 bond election activities by our committees can be found at cscx.gov/2015bond.
Very good. Thanks for the time this morning. Yep. Visit with folks at College Station on Friday. It's our community segment brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Agency, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Are you looking for an experienced insurance company? Van Dyke Rankin, headquartered in Brenham, with new offices on the North Earl Rudder Freeway and Bryan, offers full service lines, including coverage for your business, home, auto, and health. Call Van Dyke Rankin and Bryan at 846-8500 or visit their website at vandykerankin.com. Get a comparison quote and be on your way to a win-win relationship with Van Dyke Rankin, a trusted insurance agency committed to integrity, honesty, and doing it right. Call 846-8500 to find out if Van Dyke Rankin and Company is right for you.
I'm Jennifer Kishinko with Your Money Now. Home values are rising, but homeowners are still underwater in many cities. Zillow says in 21 of the country's 50 biggest housing markets, the number of borrowers who owe more on their homes than the homes are worth increased over the final 3 months of 2014. Nationwide, the picture improved slightly. Simon Property Group says it's making its best and final offer for rival mall owner Macerich, raising the per-share bid to $95.50 from $91. Macerich earlier this week turned down Simon's offer, saying it undervalued the company. The Supreme Court on Monday will hear arguments over whether Texas can reject certain license plates, a case that could clarify how far states can go to control messages on tags. Texas had told the Sons of Confederate Veterans they cannot drive with plates that bear the Confederate battle flag. Crude oil down 14 cents at $45.39 a barrel on Wall Street futures, indicating strong gains at the opening bell this morning. And that's Your Money Now.
I don't care what they say. If you own a business, you did build that. You faced the tough challenges, and you made the smart calls. So if your business is growing and you need more space, make the smart call today. General Steel. Our buildings have been used around the world, saving our customers as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. If your need is for storage and manufacturing, sure, we're the best. But with our custom exteriors and designs, General Steel buildings are used as offices, churches, retail stores, and more. Imagine a 5,000-square-foot building for less than $35,000. Or even 10,000 square feet for an unbelievable price under $75,000. These are prices you just can't ignore on a building designed specifically for you. Make the smart call and call General Steel today at 866-95-STEEL. Save as much as half the cost of conventional construction and own the space you need. Call 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-957-8335.
The Aggie Report is next.
The Learfield Sports Directors Cup honors the nation's best overall collegiate athletic program in each division, men's and women's sports. The prestigious award continues its reign as the crowning achievement in college athletics, noting the remarkable efforts of student athletes and their institutions. To follow your favorite team, like us on Facebook, find us in USA Today, online, and on Twitter at LS Directors Cup. Over two decades of excellence, the Learfield Sports Directors Cup.
Texas A&M men's basketball team will play Louisiana Tech in its second round game of the NIT at Reed Arena on Monday night beginning at 6 o'clock. We will broadcast the game on the Texas A&M Sports Network starting at 5:30. Tickets for Monday's contest are on sale through 12th Man Foundation by logging on to 12thmanfoundation.com, local number 845-2311, or the toll-free number at 1-888-99-AGGIE. Prices are set at $15 for reserved seats, $10 for general admission, and $4 for students. Texas A&M head coach Billy Kennedy on the field of the NIT this year.
The NIT is probably the best it's ever been. You've got at least 20, 25 teams that were considered at large bids, probably all the way up into the last 2 weeks, besides your normal conference champions. Louisiana Tech won their league. Montana won their league, you know, so you're playing championship caliber teams, and you got to be your best to beat them.
Texas A&M head basketball coach Billy Kennedy, Monday night at 6 o'clock, Texas A&M and Louisiana Tech in the NIT. I'm Dave South. That's your Aggie Report.
The Aggie Report is brought to you by Cornerstone Home Health, the foundation for your loved one's health, 776-5620.
Congratulations to Cornerstone Home Health, voted best home health agency in the 2014 Best of the Brazos. Cornerstone Home Health provides an effective continuum of care at home, from skilled nursing and therapists to loving caregivers to help with bathing, companionship, med management, Alzheimer's care, and more. Cornerstone Home Health brings many of the services offered in a hospital or nursing home to individuals in their own homes. Call Anthony Fava, Texas A&M class of 06, for a free consultation, 776-5620. Cornerstone Home Health.
Today, the smartwatch race just got a lot more interesting. I'm Digital Pro Kim Commando. More coming up. Massive, high-profile security breaches have become so common, it's unusual not to wake up to news about another. Think you're safe? You'd be shocked how many companies' computers store everything about you, including your banking information. One hack is all it could take for thieves to steal your money, damage your credit. While no one can prevent all identity theft, for as little as $9.99 per month, you can get proactive identity theft protection from LifeLock, an industry leader in identity theft protection. If your personal information ever becomes compromised, a dedicated LifeLock specialist will step in and work tirelessly on your behalf to help restore your good name. And if you upgrade to their new LifeLock Ultimate Plus service, you're provided protection for your bank accounts, investments, and even the equity in your home. Visit LifeLock.com/Kim now or call and use promo code Kim to save 10% on your LifeLock Ultimate Plus membership. Call 1-800-417-3841, 1-800-417-3841, 1-800-417-3841.
Network does not cover all transactions.
This week, the race for putting a smartwatch on your wrist just got a whole lot more interesting. As I've said before, no one knows if the world is even interested in smartwatches. So far, they really haven't been. But yesterday, the luxury watchmaker TAG Heuer announced it's teamed up with Google and Intel to produce a line of TAG smartwatches using the Android operating system. But what really has my attention here is the name, TAG Heuer. For many people, a wristwatch is still fine jewelry. Apple isn't. I mean, will anyone ever hand down an Apple Watch in their will? Of course, you'll be able to buy an Apple Watch in a gold case at 10 grand. But all you're buying is the case. TAG isn't saying anything about what their watches will look like, but you can count on one thing. The race between Apple and TAG Heuer, Google, Intel is going to be one for the record books. The TAG smartwatch will be here this fall. Get all the latest tech news updated all the time at commando.com. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O.
WTAW News Time is 8:38. It's 66 degrees and foggy right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Patrick Zeinert. Multiple agencies were involved in the search for an 84-year-old San Angelo woman who disappeared after a noon-hour meal yesterday at the College Station Denny's.
Our officers, along with subsequent assistance from College Station Fire, Texas Department of Parks and Wildlife, St. Joseph's Hospital, Search Dog Network, and all other local law enforcement agencies began to search the area.
College Station Police Lieutenant Chuck Flieger says the woman was found next door to the restaurant at the La Quinta Inn.
Whether it's a missing person, a missing child, whatever the case may be, it's always critical to get as many people looking for the missing person as quickly as possible, because the more closely we can narrow down time frames and geography, it increases our chances of finding the person and finding the person safely.
The woman was not hurt, and there is no indication of foul play. A tentative bipartisan House deal to change how Medicare reimburses doctors is running into turbulence in the Senate over abortion. As for the financial impact of the proposal, Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan says he's trying to avoid Medicare doctors taking a 20% cut.
Cost around $200 billion over 10 years, but they found pay-fors for about $70 billion of that. So the way some people look at it is that you're adding $130 billion of the deficit. I push back on that, saying it's not real money, because the Congress has always passed these doc fixes, so it's already embedded in the deficit.
The Medicare deal between Speaker John Boehner and Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi includes an extra $7 billion for the health centers over 2 years. From the state capitol, campus carry gun legislation and a comprehensive border security plan were given final approval.
There being 20 ayes and 11 nays, final passage for Senate Bill 11. Congratulations, Senator Birdwell.
Lieutenant Thank Governor you, Dan President. Patrick making it official. The bill would allow concealed handgun license holders to carry on public college and university campuses in Texas. Private schools could still opt out. State Senator Brian Birdwell authored the bill.
So let me again say some very special thank yous to my colleagues that co-sponsored this legislation.
Birdwell's bill is now headed to the State House of Representatives. They gave final approval to a border security bill that would add hundreds of DPS troopers to the Rio Grande Valley. In Austin, Chris Fox, TSN News.
It's been 8 years since Texas lawmakers have approved tuition revenue bonds to finance construction projects at state universities. The subject came up for discussion this week, according to State Representative John Rainey of Bryan.
Ever since they've been doing them, and I don't know how long that's been, it's been since 2007 since we had one, the state actually sets aside money to pay those bonds, so it is never paid with tuition.
Right.
It's just a name. One of those things that I guess you'd say could be very confusing.
Rainey says the House budget calls for spending $250 million statewide to apply towards the debt retirement on $2.5 billion of TRBs. Two would apply at Texas A&M.
It's a BSL. It's $80 million on a $100 million project.
Rainey says in addition to BSL, which is a biosafety lab at the vet school, A&M wants to finance a health science center project with tuition revenue bonds. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton is suing the Federal Labor Department over a plan that would extend family and medical leave benefits to married same-sex couples. Paxton also advised state agencies to ignore the rule, which takes effect a week from today, and instead follow a state law that bans gay marriages. A federal judge has ruled the law unconstitutional, but Texas has been allowed to enforce the ban while it appeals the ruling. Those who drive Highway 21 west of Bryan will deal with construction at the end of the year. A $1 million safety improvement project is projected to start in December following the end of Texas A&M home football season on the crossovers of 21 between Highway 47 and the railroad bridge. The Texas Department of Transportation has announced an open house on April 8th at Jane Long Middle School to see the plans and answer questions. As for the ongoing replacement of freeway on and off ramps in Bryan, TxDOT officials say recent rainfall has resulted in a two-week delay at the northbound Boonville Road William Joel Bryan exit. The forecast of more storms this weekend is expected to extend the delay. More than one-third of Suddenlink's customer base is in Texas. The cable internet and phone provider plans on spending $170 million in capital improvements this year.
Purchase new equipment to provide enhanced video internet and other services in the future, and we're expanding local networks to serve new neighborhoods. And in general, we're purchasing equipment that we need to maintain the facilities that allow us to provide superior services. But I think this year the highlight is going to be the faster internet speeds.
Spokesman Gene Reagan says Suddenlink's Operation Gigaspeed high-speed internet remains in development with a lot of behind-the-scenes work taking place. Last August, Suddenlink announced the Twin Cities would be the first in their southwest region to receive the gigabit service. WTAW News Time is 8:43. It's 66 degrees. We'll have more news today at noon or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner at Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Hi, this is Levi Douglas from Douglas Nissan. You know us as Home of the Nice Guys. Let us show you why. We're not into high-pressure sales, but we are into finding you the right vehicle at a nice guy price. That's why our customers keep coming back to us again and again. So come shop our large selection of new and certified pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs. We have what you're looking for, and you'll get 1 year of tire rotations and oil changes free with Nice Guy Care. We're Douglas Nissan, home of the nice guys, off Highway 6 at University Drive.
The Junior League of Bryan College Station presents Kids in the Kitchen, Saturday, March 28th at South Knoll Elementary School, starting at 11:30. Kids of all ages will experience interactive recipes, cooking demos, activities, and more. Must be accompanied by an adult. Register online now at jlbcs.org.
Hey, this is Mark down at Silvac City. Imagine you're in the jungle. You're looking for that trophy, but you're not actually looking for an animal. You're looking for a vacuum cleaner. At the Silvac City Superstore, you can find that trophy vacuum. It will clean. It will manicure. It will make everything look that much better in your house. It'll get rid of your allergies. It'll help your air be clean, but only at Silvac City Superstore. We're between Rock Prairie and Deacon on the feeder road. Come on down and see us.
Good morning, it's 8:45, a Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Peach Creek Vineyards and Winery. Enjoy fine local wines in a peaceful country setting. Just south of College Station, go to peachcreekvineyards.com.
Frontal system remains stalled over the northern part of the state, and that could allow some showers and thunderstorms to develop as the day goes on. It'll be warm. We're south of the frontal boundary, so we're in the warm air, high 75 to 80. Scattered showers and storms possible tonight, 60 to 65. Could see some showers and thunderstorms tomorrow, too, highs near 70. The front remains stalled north of the region tomorrow and tomorrow night, so a few more showers are possible into Sunday, highs near 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Oh, we've got like foggy, misty, just itty-bitty precipitation, like baby precipitation. You know, it's not much.
I like that, baby precipitation.
That's it. It's now just starting to move back into the Metroplex. That stuff that we had earlier this morning really is moving at a pretty good clip. That whole section of the first batch of weather is almost out of Texas. It's just now Texarkana. But the new wave is out to the west, and it's larger, and it's just starting to hit Fort Worth right now on the west side of the city. And at least this patch of rain is tracking a little bit, actually a little bit north. It would miss us by just a little bit as it continues to track. But they're telling us we've got 100% chance of rain tomorrow, so we'll see. In the meantime, we talk about, you know, it's that time of year when the legislature, I don't know if it's because spring is here or what, but legislatures all over America start really coming up with fun and interesting legislation. Let's turn our attention to Olympia, Washington. Yeah, now that's one of those trivia answer. What's the state capital of Washington?
D.C.
Seattle? I don't know. Recreational marijuana stores, of course, springing up all over Washington state now that pot is legal. But it's still illegal to grow your own marijuana unless you have a medical marijuana permit, okay, or you're a commercial grower. Well, a state senator by the name of Gene Cole Wells says that needs to change, pointing out that growing pot is legal in other states and should be legalized there. He said, or she said, Oregon, Alaska, Colorado, and the District of Columbia will allow home grows. The bill, as well as a companion bill in the House, and there have been like six of these out there having to do with being able to grow plants for personal use. Growers could possess up to 8 ounces of usable marijuana and donate up to an ounce to another adult without compensation.
Donate.
Yeah. So.
Hey, man. Can you donate something for me?
Is Dave there? Dave's not here. Dave. That's
I'm looking for a donation, man.
Yeah.
Would you like to donate to our club?
Man, yeah. Just join a little club.
Well, between
there.
Prohibition and 1979, when Carter reallowed it, homebrewing was illegal.
Is that right?
Uh-huh.
Wow. That's, I don't think I told you. There was an interesting story. Are you familiar with the Stone Brewery out in California?
I am. Delicious IPAs.
You know that he has now bought a large building in Berlin. He is bringing craft brewing to Germany.
No, hold up. They started craft brewing.
Okay.
He's not bringing it to them.
Now, but, no.
Are they stuck with their German beers and he wants to bring American?
He's reintroducing.
All right, fair
the
enough.
Term that they use is industrial beers. That's what they call them. And the deal is that beer consumption is going down in Germany because the German younger people are drinking hard liquor. They're going to clubs and, you know, the drinks that go along with that. So beer consumption falling among the younger demo, he is going to come back and try to build that back up.
Interesting.
And
bought a gigantic building. And again, I think $23 million is what he's going to do.
That's where the Trappist sales are still made. So. Yeah.
Well, and that's, you know, and that's the other thing. I mean, on the surface, you look at it and the Germans are going, a guy's going to come over here and tell us how to make beer.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. An American guy is going to come over here and tell us how to make beer. So we'll see how it goes.
I don't know. It could be. Very different idea from their light lagers and ales to having an IPA just smash you in the face and drag you around by the teeth.
Very nice.
That's exactly what it does.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hey, I'll trade some Cheetos or Oreos for a donation.
Yeah. Sonny's is Aggie Land's traditional barbershop with a tradition of giving ordinary men an extraordinary appearance, whether theirs is a traditional haircut or a not-so-traditional one. No one knows hair like the pros at Sonny's. That includes facial hair. If you're tired of looking ordinary and unremarkable, join the ordinary men who discovered the difference an extraordinary appearance makes. Just go to Sonny's. Join the Sonny's tradition. Enjoy the adventure of where an extraordinary appearance takes you. Sonny's Barbershop on Villa Maria, across from McDonald's.
So, how many slow DSL internet downloads will you endure before, well, A, your head explodes, B, you throw something out the window, or C, you take the Suddenlink Speed Test Challenge? Go to speedtest.suddenlink.com today and discover just how slow what you're using right now really and truly is. It's a huge difference when you kick it up to 50 meg. And by the way, that's the minimum. 50 meg broadband internet from Suddenlink could make downloading so much faster when you're uploading stuff and when you're streaming stuff. With the 50 megs, you're going to be able to watch streaming videos so fast you forget they're streaming. It is real easy to do, and what you need to do is take the challenge. Go to speedtest.suddenlink.com today and get the fastest broadband internet for the price just starting at $35 a month. No contracts. Switch to Suddenlink today. You also get a 30-day money-back guarantee when you go with Suddenlink. It's the We Promise guarantee. So you stop by the store. They're on 29th Street right down there by the TV station. Or you can do it all online at Suddenlink.com.
This is Bravo Brazos Valley. I'm Katie Dempsey. Today I'm joined by Patricia Birchfield from the CS Noon Lions Club to speak to us about an event that I, myself, am very excited for.
And we're hosting an event next Tuesday night, March 24th, from 5 to 8 p.m. at the Brazos Center. And it's called All Things Chocolate. And what we've done is we have gone to various caterers and chocolatiers and restaurants in town known for their chocolate desserts, and we've brought them together. We have 20 vendors who are going to bring their chocolate samples that you can taste, and you can buy chocolate, too. You can buy chocolate pie or chocolate cake or chocolate candies, anything like that. That evening, we're going to have the jazz ensemble from the College Station High School, as well as the Greg Tivis Trio. So you can walk around and taste some chocolate and have a drink. And we're also passing out hors d'oeuvres and listen to some jazz. It'll be fun. I think everybody kind of thinks chocolate is a health food, and we're trying to encourage that. And it's a good fundraiser for us.
Healthy or not, I will be there.
Oh,
because
good.
Who doesn't love chocolate? So how does it work? You pay the $20, and then you just sample a bunch of chocolates.
You get tickets at the door for $20. Then you just walk right in, and you'll be passed an hors d'oeuvre, and walk over and get yourself a glass of wine and just meander through the booth and listen to some music. This is a fundraiser for us. The Lions Club is a supporter of the Fun for All Playground, as well as other community organizations. You know, the Lions Club is a great service organization, and this is one of our good fundraisers. But it's $20 at the door per person. It's fun. It'll be fun.
Would you advise people getting there right at the start time? Will you sell out of tickets?
No, I think not. We'll just, you know, keep taking people in until nobody can move anymore.
Until you run out of chocolate.
Yeah.
And so this is 5 to 8, and it's happening at the Brazos Center.
That's right. Right.
And you get your tickets there. You cannot buy them in advance?
You can if you know a Lions Club person. Or they can contact us at the csnoonlions.org/event. They can contact us through that website. And I'm mailing some tickets out today. So, you know, let us know. We'll be happy to help you out.
At the event, there will also be a cash bar, door prizes, the long-awaited announcement of the winner of the Chocolate Challenge, and a raffle. This raffle is no joke. Check out CS Noon Lions Club on Facebook. They're posting pictures of the items, and I'm telling you, you're going to want to get your hands on them. And one last question, because you know where my mind's at. Is there a limit to how much chocolate one could consume at this event?
I don't think so.
Just checking. I don't want to be cut off.
You know, wheelchairs for people.
Join the Noon Lions Club this Tuesday, March 24th, 5 to 8 at the Brazos Center for all things chocolate. To find out more on vendors, raffle items, or an all things chocolate cookbook, visit BrazosLife.com. I'm Katie Dempsey, and this is Bravo Brazos Valley.
Whether you're building, mowing, or digging, the John Deere 3032E Compact Utility Tractor is the way to go. The PowerPack sleek design is built with the rural property owner in mind. It's never been easier with this versatile yet capable compact. Compact enough that it fits in a standard garage and a standard budget with 0% financing for 60 months. Come try one on for size at Sioux Falls Prater Equipment. And for a limited time, receive a free shredder when you purchase a 3E tractor and D160 loader. For more info, contact cptractor.com.
Attention men, are you urinating often, waking at night to urinate? We want to send you a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate, made with a natural ingredient that supports healthy urine flow, bladder emptying, and is shown to reduce waking at night from the urge to urinate. You can try Super Beta Prostate free. Only pay shipping and handling. This free giveaway is available while supplies last. For details, just call 800-482-7175. That's 800-482-7175. Call 800-482-7175.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's about 4 minutes till. Mr. Downs is in the house.
I have my new clown gloves on.
You do? You have clown gloves on. These things are outstanding.
For those of you who haven't heard the story, and there must be at least two, on Saturday I had a slight accident while cutting metal. And six stitches later,
it cut back.
It won. So I kind of chopped my fingers up a little bit. And so upon telling my son that, sending him a picture even, my son's in heavy construction. And the next thing I know, I'm the proud owner of two sets of Category 5 anti-cut gloves, things that I didn't even know existed.
Yeah, these are pretty neat. They
got Kevlar. They're lined in Kevlar. You cannot. I can't type in
them.
Oh,
let's find out.
I don't think that was a consideration.
No, that's true. It wasn't.
And the other set I have is their anti-impact gloves.
What's that mean?
It means that if you drop the brick from a height on the back of your hand or on your finger or something, it doesn't actually just crunch it all up. I didn't know things existed like that, but because they are made for the construction people of the world, it says when you open the glove, it says these gloves are cut and penetration resistant, not cut and penetration proof.
Yeah, otherwise the material would still be a big sheet.
Yeah,
you got it, man. Sure. I'm not going to mess with it. Okay.
Yeah, at some point it does have to be able to be cut to make it into the shape that you want it.
It does say do not grasp moving blades either. Yeah.
Well, that's just because it hasn't happened and an attorney hasn't gotten involved, but they're kind of neat.
They're cool. They look like BMX gloves.
They're cartoon gloves.
But you and I know that seriously, they would have saved me the stitches, the pain, and having to clean up the blood at a transmitter site. So that was pretty special.
But that didn't really happen because otherwise people would have to know about it. So it really didn't happen. We're talking about that possibly happening.
I know. It could have happened. Yeah. You just never know.
That's like those scientists that came up with the acid, the strongest acid that would burn through everything.
Wait. Ben can't hear you.
Oh, I didn't know
that's
that.
That's all right. Now Ben can hear you.
I can hear you now. I'm sorry. What did you say?
The scientists created the strongest acid ever. They just couldn't find a container to keep it in.
Good point.
Uh-huh.
But what are you talking about?
It's Friday is what he's talking about, and guess what?
If we can keep plasma fusion in a million degree bubble of something in contained, we can do that.
I was 8. It was a dad joke.
Oh,
there you go.
Sorry.
Okay. It seems like we have a pretty good system for,
Show me where that is. I'd love to see one of those.
Getting information out, but obviously there are some young people who haven't caught on yet. Can you believe that according to Orbitz, the number two location for spring break was Cancun this year? Why would anybody in their right mind go anywhere in Mexico right now? Can you tell me that? Really? For spring break?
I think they have nuclear-tipped missiles around Cancun.
Okay.
Just to keep
the... Leave the tourists alone. That's their lifeblood.
Yeah, no. I think they look at Egypt and say, I believe this was something of an education. Let's just put police people elbow and elbow together.
Then you can go look at the mummies, right? Yeah. Anyway, Las Vegas is the number one location for spring break this year.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah. Really? I mean...
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
I mean, airfare was the only thing that was saving us from Las Vegas with college kids. Yeah. Oh, well.
It's a good thing that they don't... Well, but right across the street from that very nice hotel where I got to stay last time, you know, was the Senior Frogs. Really?
Yeah.
Really?
In LV?
We are so old.
Yeah, I know.
Gosh.
Yeah. I forget what the hotel was. But
I get tired just listening to us talk.
I know. It's true. Well, don't forget that the Colorado legislature made it legal to tear off your mattress tags in 1990 on this date. So there is reason to stay. It's 9 o'clock, WTAW College Station, Brian. Fox News.